Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right, welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio with the This Is The Way.
This is the way.
With Randy Angston. What's up, buddy?
How we doing, brother?
Good. Today's the day, guys. I'm sure you're listening to this. You're on the planes. You're coming in. You're driving in for the Grow Summit. So obviously, we're not recording this on the Grow Summit day because we're a little busy, yep. Right? But we're excited to have you guys in town. This episode should hit home for a lot of you guys coming out because we're going to be chatting on this stuff as well as a million other things. But we're excited to have you guys out. We're talking about what do clients value? What do clients value? Like when they come into a gym, what do they value in regards to the service? What are they willing to pay for what, you know, what type of service, how the service is offered? And we were having some cigars last week and we were talking about this, analogy of schools, and like kids, kids per teacher, small group learning and private learning and stuff like that. And so like, here's the best analogy we came up with, having a chat over this. If you think about schools, let's just say not even public or private, let's just say public schools. I know a lot of the parents are looking at the ratio between student to teacher.
Yes.
The higher the student to teacher ratio, the less valuable it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. So in a situation where that there's 35 kids to a teacher or 20 kids to a teacher, a parent would say the 20 per one teacher is a more valuable learning experience and environment for my child. Okay. Now we take that to large group training.
Yep.
Okay. One coach to 35, clients, I guess, is that as valuable as one coach to 15 clients? You know, again, going back to the analogy, you'd probably argue, no, it's not as valuable because I'm not getting the attention, right? Then you go, going back to the schooling situation, you've got, a one-on-one tutor.
Yep.
Okay. A one-on-one tutor, this is going to be customized for my student, my child. I would put a lot of value in that because assuming the teacher was a smart person, my child's going to get customized teaching.
And individualized attention.
Yeah. Individualized attention. Obviously you go take that to private training. Now this is where it gets really interesting in the middle. Okay. When you go to like a small group learning environment, there's two very common types because I know that my child was in a Montessori school where there's also other schools. So we're going to say 10 kids.
Sure. Okay?
One teacher to 10 kids. Now you've got two different styles. Number one, one teacher to 10 kids where everybody's on the same curriculum. And another version where it's one teacher to 10 kids when 10 individual curriculums. That's what Montessori school was. If your kid was accelerated, you'd go on this accelerated path. If they're a grade or two ahead on reading, they would go to that. If you're a little bit behind, they keep you down here. As a parent, you would look at the individualized programming as more valuable than everybody being on the same curriculum because you're saying, well, if my child is ahead of everybody else, they're going to have to wait.
Correct.
For everybody else to catch up. Now, the reason this is very interesting is we take that to small group training and semi-private training. Okay. So looking at the small group training environment, a small group personal training environment, you look at that kind of what that is. It's one coach to six clients. Everybody's doing the same curriculum, the same workout. Okay. When you take a look at semi-private, you got one coach to six clients, six individual curriculums, six individual programs. You can scale and regress at whatever each client based on their strengths, injuries, et cetera. Now, stepping back out of the situation, a parent would say, yeah, an individualized curriculum would be more valuable to me because my child's going to go on their own pace. Same thing holds true with semi-private training, where a client believes they're getting better attention and more valuable coaching in a semi-private atmosphere than a small group personal training atmosphere. That is the best analogy that we could come up with.
Yeah.
And as a parent, and your child's going to be, going into school eventually here, and you're going to be looking at those same kind of things. The ratio, the individualized programming, 1 to 30 kids, 1 to 20 kids.
Yep.
And so that brings us to the thing that we believe our clients are paying for. I believe our clients are paying for individualized programming, okay? Not the number of people necessarily in a group. Now, the reason I know this is absolutely holds water is we're working with a very reputable name in the industry. He's been around for longer than me. He tried to bring in semi-private training into his operation and it just kind of fell flat. And he's not the only one.
Sure. Yeah.
And we said, hey, walk me through what you did here, semi-private training. He's like, well, we had one coach, we had six clients. As we pulled the onion back, it turned out they were all on the same workout. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter. They were on a WOD.
Okay. Yeah.
So essentially what he was doing was what we define as small group personal training, where everybody's doing the same exact workout with less people than, say, a large group training. And it fell flat because people don't value the less people. They value the customized programming.
Yeah.
And that's where we plan our flag in semi-private and semi-private training, semi-private pro, is each client out in that room out there. And what we teach our clients is has an individualized program. Their name is on it. It's on a screen. They can look at their screen versus the screen next to them. And they could see that, hey, Mrs. Johnson and Joe Fitness are doing two totally different workouts. Now, to the coaching staff,
yes,
to the professional behind the scenes, we know it's a templatized movement-based program. Okay, reps and sets are going to be the same. Movement patterns are going to be the same. Movements are completely different. And it shows because it's visually
reinforced
by those screens. And clients are willing to pay a premium for that. Okay, that is the point to the message, because if you're trying to do small group personal training and it doesn't take off because everybody's doing the same exact workout, or maybe there's one or two levels of.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
All right, before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show.
Regression. Sure. It's not, you can obviously tell everybody's doing the same thing. You're not going to be able to charge as much.
Yep. I'm glad you hit that.
You're just not going to be able to charge as much because, again, it's not the amount of people in the workout
that carries the weight.
It's the individualized program, because if you go to that small learning environment with Montessori versus, you know, a 10-kid classroom, people would find more value in the individualized educational path that my child's on. Same exact analogy would tie to semi-private training.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, honestly, just coming up with that analogy, I think it paints a really clear picture. And I think a lot of you guys listening might actually, for the first time, really grasp the difference that we talk about, because they're not equivalent. And we can't assume that they're the same. It's not limited bodies. That doesn't, to your point, doesn't carry the weight of the value that's being presented. And I think, to even more to your point, the ones that have struggled are trying to bring semi-private value, meaning more or less price point cost, to the marketplace, but not have the value from the client's eyes to justify paying those prices, and therefore they have a hard time selling it, right? Yep. And if you do struggle to have a consistent new business flow, retention, all of that, because the price point is what it is, that's where your delivery has to match the value that the client's perceiving, mm-hmm. not just what you believe or thought that you were doing and bringing to the table.
That's why semi-private pro is so valuable.
Oh, it's massive.
Because a lot of gyms that do, again, we'll call it small group personal training, you're going to see it written up on a board.
Yeah.
And everybody's kind of following that, or a TV if you're more technical. But the client looks at that and says, like, man, this is not for me. This is for everybody. And that's the challenge that you're going to face when you're trying to charge $400 or $500 a month when everybody's doing the same thing. That's not what the client was paying for. That's not what they value. It's not the less people, because we just painted that picture for we see it all the time. When a client says they launch semi-private training and it didn't work, and their definition of semi-private training is a WOD style, maybe with a click of a lever up or down for a particular
client. Yeah, it's like two weight options type of
thing. Yeah. Then we know they did it wrong, because you cannot charge premium for large group training with less people.
Yep.
Because large group training essentially is a one-size-fits-all WOD. And I would also argue that small group personal training where there's a WOD-based program is less valuable than large group training, which more people. Because if you really think about it, if you're a large group training person, you would rather have more people around you in a large group atmosphere because there's more energy.
Now you're
doing the same workout as that you were in the large group. You're just peeling out three quarters of the people, and now it's boring.
Sure.
So I was like, what am I really even paying for? You want me to pay twice is what I was paying for, just the less people? It's not what people, that's not what we believe the client values. Now, you take it all the way to one-on-one. Yeah. Like the one-on-one tutor.
Sure.
Yeah. There's more value with a one-on-one custom program than, say, semi-private training.
Sure.
But now you're talking about scaling issues and the affordability for the client, because you're going to charge even more for a one-on-one coaching session or a tutor, sometimes two to three times. And now you're cutting your market down into a sliver of like 3% can really afford that. And sure, I mean, I've gotten into arguments with some of my mentors and stuff like this. Sure, we are leaving money on the table by not offering a one-on-one training environment in here. I know it.
Yeah.
I know it. But the systems would break multiple times over, staffing issues, margins. We would have to kick somebody out of a rack that's in the semi-private to tailor it down to a one-on-one coach. And then even then, let's just say we had a one-on-one coach in a rack right next to everybody else doing, is it really private anyway? The only way it's really private is if there's nobody else in here, or there's very few people on the other side of the gym, or it's in another room, which we just don't have the luxury of doing that. So we like what we're doing. We love it. It's scaled to the moon. We charge a premium. We've got a great team. We do 12 clients per hour, one coach on one side, one coach on the other side, six and six. And it's humming. And
yeah.
Every hour on the hour, we got a new batch of clients in here, and they're all getting custom programming, and they're all paying $400-$600 per month for a year. This isn't a 1-month program, mm-hmm. it's a year long program. So hopefully that helps you guys. The analogy was really something I wanted to teach you and explain, because it really was like, oh, okay, I get it now. And like you said, it might be the first time that really makes sense.
Grasp it, yeah.
Small group training is not the same as semi-private training. Clients value the customization of a program over the amount of people in a session.
Yeah.
So,
and real quick to that, I mean, not obviously, you know, it's a quick plug for a semi-private pro, but the reason that you probably are doing small group in place of semi-private is because you haven't figured out how to bring in customized programming at scale. That is exactly why semi-private pro is created. You did it here for this gym, and now it's available, you know, you listeners to take part in and utilize. There's pros and cons to every one of the deliverables to some tune. This is where we've identified, and it's years now. I mean, years. You know, when we start semi-private here, 2010.
Yeah.
You know, so 15. This is what we've identified as the deliverable that has the greatest pros, least amount of cons. There, you can make arguments for leaving money on the table for one-on-one and all of that type of stuff. But again, cons over there, systemization, scalability, all of those types of problems. So just take it for what it is. And we wanted to break this down into an analogy that kind of just makes it really easy to understand. But again, there are solutions for the problems that you're probably looking at as to why you can't or why you haven't yet. Those solutions are out there. It's up to you. Go grab them.
All right, guys, that's it for this episode. I can't wait to high five and shake your hand at the Grow Summit. We'll see you later on today. All right, that's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.